Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Samach Dalid, and we're holding six lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara says, "Ella Omer Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chaninas, Kana Kehanim, Omru Dover Echad." So let's get back in the sugya a little bit. Who is Rabbi Shmuel? Who's Rabbi Chanina? Let's go back to our Mishnah of Samach Gimel Omid Beis that we started yesterday. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Hayaba B'Shabbes Misholish Sa'in Ubechoil Mechomesh. As we know, you have to bring the Korban Omer always on the second day of Pesach, first day Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. And you had to do the Ktiras Omer the night before. And you had to start off with a fairly large volume and then sift through the flour until you got the ultimate Isorain for purposes of your Korban HaOmer. It was not wheat, it was barley. And since we're talking about that sometimes the Shavuos can fall, sorry, not Shavuos, Pesach sometimes falls out during the week, and sometimes it falls out so that the second day of Pesach will be on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Shmuel, we have to go and make a differentiation between the two. And that is, if it's a regular, normal Pesach where the second day falls out throughout the week, then what's the din? You start off with five sa'ah, and then after you do the various melachis, which include the winnowing and the breira and the tchina and the harkoda, the sifting, you go and get it down to the bare minimum that we need for our isorain for the carbon minchas o'imen. However, if it's on Shabbos, we want to be memayit as much as possible in the melacha, so don't do five sa'ah, rather start off with three sa'ah. Well, the Chumash says really makes a difference. Shabbos and choil, misholosh hoyeba, you brought it from three, and not from five. And you'll recall that yesterday we had a brief discussion where Barry wanted to know what does that mean in practical terms when going from three so or five so. I promised to go and bring you a chart. Some people were trying to work out on their own, three times, one time, five times. Anyway, the article has a beautiful chart here in Parshas B'Shalach. I will show it to everyone afterwards, so don't be nervous. The Pasuk says specifically, right before Shvi in Parshas B'Shalach, to Oimer, that's our Korban Oimer, Asiris O'Eifa, who? How much is an Asiris O'Eifa? That's what we normally call an Isoroin, which is a tenth of an Eifa. How does that relate to Sa'ah? One Eifa equaled three Sa'ah, which equals 18 Kav, which equals 72 Loy, which adds up to 432 Bayim. Since we're talking about a tenth of an Eifa, a tenth of an Eva, the final amount, a tenth of Beya, is one-tenth of 432, and therefore it's 43.2 Beyim, 43.2 eggs, in every single carbon Oimer, as well as every Isorin that you typically bring for your carbon Minchas Nedov. An easy way to remember is because the same shear is also the shear of Chala, and the gematria of the word chala, ches and lamed, is 38, hey is 43, exactly equal to the 43 bayim. But you're going to tell me it's 43.2, so there's a time in the Tanakh where it says ha chala with a small hey. So when you have that small hey, it's not a full hey, it's a 0.2, it's one-fifth. So 43.2 is ha chala with a small hey. That's, of course, this week's parasha, parasha's v'yikra, where the first word has a small aleph. So the ha-chalef, it has a small he. Okay, so now what does it have to do with three saw? So one eifa is equal to three saw, which is also equal to 18 kav. Now here we're starting off with three saw, avada, because that's what it says in the Mishnah, that on Shabbos three saw, and according to Chum, any time and every time it's always three saw. Three saw is equal to 18 kav. Since I only need one-tenth, it's 1.8 kavin instead of 18 kavin, which means, therefore, that 90% is, I wouldn't say thrown away, but is discarded, because it's ultimately the 10% which is left at the end of the day, since we're starting off with the three saw, which are 18 kav, which is equal to one eifa. And the Oimer is Asiris Eif is one-tenth, so it's one-tenth of three saw, and it's one-tenth of 18 kav, so we start off with 18 kav, which is a full eifa, and you knock it down until you get to 1.8 kav, so 90% is not used, 10% is sifted.
That's of kufitz. It's three sa. If it happens to be five sa, then it's a larger quantity. What would be the larger quantity? It would be then 30 kavin, and then from the 30 kavin you have to go and, I don't want to use the term knock it down, but you understand?
No, reduce it.
Okay, reduce, that's a beautiful term. So we start all the way from 30, and we go down to 1.8. How much does that mean? That means that we're going to not use approximately 97%. We're going to leave over that 3%, the 1.8 over 30, do the arithmetic, and that's what we're going to use for purposes of the carbon item.
Shouldn't it be 3 when it's 30, stand 1/10 of an ephah? 1/10 of an ephah.
Okay, well, it's always 1/10 of an eighth. The question is, how much do you start off with? If you're starting off with 3 saw, it's 18 kavan. That's 18 kavan of all of this flour. And then you reduce it from the 18 down to 1/10 of an eighth. What's 1/10 of an eighth? That would be 1.8 kavan. So you're starting with 18 kavan and you're reducing it to 1.8.
Why don't you start with 30 and reduce
it? Oh, however, what happens if you're doing it during the week according to Rabbi Shmuel and then you're doing it 5, then it's not 18 kavan, then it becomes 30 kavan. But the 30 kavan, you still have to go and reduce down to the 1.8. So therefore, you're not going down 90% and leaving 10%. You're going down roughly 97% and leaving 3%. You can work it out in your calculator. Now, for those, I promise to go and show you the chart. Here's the chart. Feel free to go. And
So 3 saw is basically an epha.
3 saw is an epha. Look at the last on the bottom. You'll see. First line, epha equals 3 saw. And Mendy is going to go and tell you that this Askelav Goydel, and that's the way, but you have to go and figure it out. The Cheshbon.
Quickly. Askelav, Aleph, Samech, Kuf, Amit, Beis, Gudai. What's the Gudai between the Askelav? So you have Eifa has 3 Saw. Saw has 6 Kavan, right?
Right, Askelav, very good.
The Kavan has 4 Lugin.
Good.
Lug has 6 Beis.
Very good.
Askelav Gudai.
So Askelav stands for Eifa, Sa'a, Kav, Loig, and Beya. That's Askelav. And Goydu is 3 times, 6 times, 4 times, and 6 times. Right? Shkoyach Mandi. Excellent. Beautiful. Askelav, Goydu. Askelav is Eifa, Sa'a.
What does Askelav mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a mnemonic. It doesn't have any interpretation. Maybe if you have a scientific lab, they can ask a lab, so show what scientific lab.
Like Roy G. Biv doesn't. Roy G. Biv doesn't mean anything. It's just.
Okay, it's good. Everybody, it's been.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, especially brought to COVID. You.
I'll take also a picture.
Avada, and maybe you'll send a picture around as part of the together with the DAF, right? Are you going to do that?
Yes,
exactly.
We're talking about it on the tape, and
yeah, exactly. And you wanted to take a look at it too, gentlemen. See all the way at the bottom, you see that the eifa equals 3 saw. So we're talking about 3 saw. That's the eifa, and it's 1/10 of that. So what's the 1/10? 3/10 of a saw, but it's of 18 loig. It's 1.8 loigin out of 18, which is 10%. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel holds it's 3 and it's 5. And please, when you're done, you'll show it to Brother Shai in case he's interested. Maybe to Rabbi Reuven Bar Moshe Tzvi Halaivi if he's interested. Anybody and everybody should feel free to take a look and take pictures. And if you want, you could take a selfie and get a picture together with it. Sorry, nothing good with me. People see enough of me and probably too much. But anyway, so that's Rabbi Shmuel that says during the week you do 5. Shabbos you do 3. The Chum say throughout the week it's Shabbos, Chol, 3 at all times. And they've already explained the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Chacham. The Chachamim hold that 3 is sufficient to come up with a very nice, beautiful carbon omer. So you don't have to ever do 5. 3 does a mitzvah and a mufchar. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Rabbi Shmuel says 5 is a drop more perfect. And therefore, the chachamim you should do 5. But because of Shabbos, we want to reduce as much malacha as possible. So we'll do 3. What will be the nafkimina? We don't want to go and use a product which is not good. We want to use mitzvah and a mufchar. So the Gemara said you'll do a little bit more tircha and sifting and sifting and sifting to get a really beautiful product at the end. Aye, so he's doing more malacha. So you remember we had in the Gemara said, there's more malacha vis-a-vis the harkoda, vis-a-vis the sifting, but by only doing 3, we have reduced so many other malachas, such as the kitzira, as having additional bushels that one has to go and cut and harvest, and doing the winnowing, and then doing the choosing, and then doing the grinding, etc., etc. Okay, so this was Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham. The Gemara yesterday, Rabba said that Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah is like another Rabbi Shmuel Benoish of Yoichim Abroike Legabe Erev Pesach. And the Gemara at the end was Doch and said, you really don't have a right. Now Rabba says, okay, my backup option is to say that Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah is the same as Rabbi Hanina Skana Kehanim, who is in the safe of the Mishnah. So let's go back and see what Rabbi Hanina Skana Kehanim said. On the second and third line of the Mishnah of yesterday, Rabbi Hanina Skana Kehanim, the Shabbos hayin niktzar b'yochid, u'b'magal echad, u'b'kupa achas, u'b'choyl b'shloisha, shloisha means three people, b'sholish kupa is having three boxes to go and place all of the sa'is, in other words, all of the produce that we're using to produce the oimer. Visholish maglois means three sickles that we use to go and cut the tvur. So again, we are differentiating between choil and Shabbos. V'chomoymem echad Shabbos, v'echad choil, v'shloisha, v'sholish kupois, u'v'sholish maglois. And you remember yesterday we explained that the main reason why they had the three, so there should be a major Pearson to make a public statement that we do not follow the Baisusim. Because according to the Baisusim, since Shavuos, and therefore, by definition, the second day of Pesach are always going to come out on Sunday, the Baisusim said, that's what Hashem wants, because it's Mimachas HaShabbos. It's got to be the day after Shabbos. Our Chacham, the Purushim, said, no, the word Shabbos over here doesn't mean Shabbos Pareshis, it means Yontif. So therefore, that's why Shavuos can fall out any day of the week, and therefore, Pesach and the first day of Chol HaMoed can also fall out throughout the week. Okay, so therefore, they especially did it with three. When you have three, there's a ganze kol, people hear about it, if there's only one. So, you know, one person, but two people, three people, v'et a ganze person. Okay, so we see that the Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim was concerned about Shabbos. Yeah, Pearson is Takazer Zeagit, but let's minimize any type of Malach on Shabbos and therefore only do one person, one Magal, one Kupa. Okay, so that was the Machanis. Now our Gemara wants to, he can leave it over here and I'll take it later. Then the Gemara.
Take a picture because I don't have the camera.
Okay, that's going to be sent around and you can grant it. Anyway, so getting Mishkoyer, thank you very much. Getting back to our Gemara, so now we're on to the Omer Aleph, where the Gemara begins, Omer Rabba, sixth line to the top, Omer Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel that says, there's a difference between Shabbos and during the week, Legabe, three saw or four, five saw. That's just like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim, that also differentiates between Shabbos or during the week for purpose of how many people are busy with doing the harvesting, whether it's three or only one, three boxes instead of one, three sickles instead of one, like we had in the Mishnah. So both of them, Omru Dover Echad, they're on the same page, both literally and figuratively. In which respect are they the same? Did not? And our Gemara, of course, quotes from the Sefer of the Mishnah. So now, we see, obviously, that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim differentiate between Choyl and Shabbos. That's clear. But that's not enough to go and prove that they both hold the same shita. So the Gemara now explains. Me like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. Hasam kivin de efshe loy torchinan. Since it's possible to do this ganze malach of the Ketzira and the Maglois and the Sholish Kupois with one, so we're not going to be matriach three people to do it on Shabbos. We want to mimayit, reduce any amount of, not really chil Shabbos, but reduce whatever amount that we're not following the normal proper observance of Shabbos. Hochanami, same thing over here. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Kim di Efshe, since you could do it through three saw, why should you do it with five saw? Therefore, like Torchim. So l'chayda, the two are exactly the same in terms of approach. And here, Rabbi Zoktuch Zeh, good. So if you really have no concrete riot. Mimai. Tumad kanikam Rabbi Shmuel, hocha. You know why Rabbi Shmuel said over here, do it three instead of five. El leke presumi milza. The Indian of Pearson Milza doesn't apply in the Reisha, because there's not more pirsum and not less pirsum whether the person does three or five. Aval hasam the ikar pirsumi milza eima kirabanan svirale. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel said that the inyan of showing off the baisusim that the loch is not like you, and that shvuas as well as the second day of Pesach can fall out throughout the week, not just on Motzei Shabbos and on Sunday. Maybe this is so important that Rabbi Shmuel would agree with the Chacham that you always do a bit agavaldi pirsum, so that everybody knows that halach is like the Purushim and not like the Baisusim. Inami. Ad kamikar Rabbi Chanina skana kehanim hosam ibachad ibishloisha tzorech gevoya misabed kihilchosai. Whether you have one person doing the cutting or three people doing the cutting, in terms of the final product, they're going to be exactly the same. Abul Hochi, in the first case, meaning the case of the Sholish Soim and the Chomer Soim, the Loy is Abed Kil Chosoy, even though the Gemara said yesterday that doing five is the Isor and Mufcher, and if you put in more Harkod and more sifting, three will rise to the occasion and get to five. Apparently, Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim is not that convinced, and he feels that if you start off with a volume of five, it's still going to be shena, nicer, better, etc., than if you start off with three. With doing it kilchosa, you don't get li'isabit kilchosa tzorech gevoya by doing three instead of five. It doesn't rise to the triple A type of seminal barley that you want to use for purposes of the oimer, carbon oimer, and the carbonus fill. It may be holds like the rabbanan, and then in fact, don't go and use three if it can use five. Even the Rabbanan don't distinguish, but the point is the Rabbanan say that three is enough to have mitzvah in a mufcha. Anyway, so bottom line is, we do not have a concrete raya that our Rabbi Shmuel holds the opinion of Skan Kehanim, and therefore Ela Maravashi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Oisi, Amru Dover Echad. Oh, I'm going to bring you a raya that Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah, who says, minimize as much as possible from Shabbos violations, and he holds like Rabbi Oisi. Which Rabbi Yossi? The not a very famous Mishnah. Bein shenira be'elil, ubein shaloi nira be'elil. This elil doesn't mean choyish elil. Elil means when you see it clearly, because you look up at the sky at night and you can see all the stars that are there. Ah, in other words, it's not cloudy, it's not foggy, no smog, no rain. Everything is crystal clear. Says the Tanakam of the Mishnah. We're now talking about that we want to be Mekadish the Chodesh Bizmanoi. To us, it sounds a little bit foreign because we're so used to the Luach and the announcements by the Choshev Gaboim. So we know it all already. But of course, in the good old days before Hillel was Mesakin the Luach, and I'm not going to say with Hill or Hillel Azokin, because whatever I say, Barry's going to correct me. And so therefore, one of the Hillels was Mesakin the Luach. And who was it?
Hello, Shani.
Whether you could see it clearly or not, that it was a clear night. When you have two Edom that are living in Bnei Brak, and they see the new Levuna, they should immediately run to Yerushalayim, even on Shabbos, to go and tell them the good news. The Baruch Hashem, we saw the new Levan, and therefore you have to go and call the new Rosh Chodesh, sanctify the new Chodesh. Good.
Even on Shabbos, they could saddle an animal with which to go.
In terms of what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, that's the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh.
We're only bringing it for the narrow rule as to whether or not you can do it even when it's crystal clear. What would be the difference between crystal clear and not crystal clear? Because it's crystal clear, the two, Edom and Bnei Brak, could easily say, why should we go and do any type of chil Shabbos, whether Shabbos Yerayis or Derabbanan or Minog or whatever. It's so crystal clear. I'm sure there are 1,000 Jews in Yerushalayim that see it. They don't need us to go and schlep all the way from Bnei Brak. Says the Tanakhama, no, Ben Shalom Belil, but you see it clearly. Or Ben Shalom Belil, you don't see it clearly. Mechal of the Shabbos, you are Mechal Shabbos, and you let them come to Yerushalayim and tell their story, what they saw and what they didn't see. And Rav Gamliel is going to show with all of his figures and his sculptures and his pictures, whether it was to the right side, the left side, up, down, cross, etc. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Emnir Be'elil, if it was seen crystal clearly, Ein Mechal Avos HaShabbos, because there's so many others that probably saw, why should they go for an Shlef from Bnei Brak? Let somebody from Me'ish Arim go into, or Geula, or wherever, go to the Bis Megdish and tell the Sanhedrin, great news, I saw the new Levana. Because if not one person, it has to be two people. Okay. So in Ner Belil, ain't Machal Lev Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi, you see, disagrees with the Tanakhama. Me loy om Rabbi Yossi Hossam. Kimdi Efsher loy Terchinan. Since there are other possibilities and other options that other people may show. Therefore, loy Terchinan, don't be matriach people to Machal Shabbos and come all the way from Bnei Brak. So that's the same thing in our Mishnah. Since you're able to produce a quality korban oimer from three, don't be mechal with five. So the chayre is a good point. These are two are on the same page. You might not nishkarai. Me my dil mahasam kim the efsher. My dil, I'm sorry. Dil ma'ad kan lekom Rabbi Shmuel hocha. You know why Rabbi Shmuel said over here el the leka nimtzis ata machshin li osud lovei. Avol hasam the nimtzis ata machshin li osud lovei. Emir karabanan svirale. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is, I have tremendous moira that if you're going to go and say that when it's crystal clear, the people in Bnei Brak should not be mechal Shabbos, there may be occasions in the future where it won't be so crystal clear, be 90% clear or 80% clear. And then people in Bnei Brak will say, I'm not going to go be mechal Shabbos because there's such a good possibility that there are people in Yerushalayim, so I should go and run all the way from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim when there are locals. And guess what happens? Nobody in Yerushalayim saw it, because it was the other side of the horizon, and in fact it was a drop more cloudy in Yerushalayim than it was in Bnei Brak, and therefore, oy, 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 so you're going to be machshali osad lovay. Therefore, make a rule across the board, makes no difference. You're clear, nish clear, guy gives in to height, so we know for sure that there'll be eidim for the Kiddush HaChodesh. Otherwise, this will ruin it for the future.
But if Shimon sees Reuben going, both see, oh, you saw the moon? Yeah, I saw it. Both saw it. Reuben is going, so Shimon said, I should not go.
You have to have two aid.
No, no, he's got two minutes.
I'm sorry, he has?
Each one has two.
Okay.
So he said, I don't go.
There's a Mishnah that deals in Sechzer Rosh Hashanah whether you should have many. In fact, they said that there was a special chotzer where they had prepared
a kiddush, herring and schnapps.
Exact, herring schnapps and matlash herring for those that like it, matchash, and three different types of kegel. Everything was prepared, mechulin, for all those that are coming from Bnei Brak, because you're right, if Reuven and Shimon are coming, then Yankel and Beryl don't have to come. But what happens if Reuven and Shimon come, and Rav Gamliel, whoever is administering the questions and answers, the Drisha B'Chakira, Reuven and Shimon don't pass the test because they didn't see it properly. They thought it was on the right, it was really on the left. They thought that the thing was on top, was on the bottom. So therefore, besides that, maybe when they come, the Bezin will question their legacy in terms of their kashrus. That maybe they have some one of them parked on the wrong side, on the alternate side, the dates, and therefore, or he once spoke out in the middle of laning, or something that not the Chas V'Sholem minimized, quite to the contrary, that they're going to say that's wrong, as well as maybe they're distant cousins or whatever. So therefore,
it doesn't affect Edis, right? I think Krovim.
So, Mitzvim Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, we're going to go through it in great detail in Mi'at Hashem. For our purposes, we only have Sitzenhedon Och, exactly. Anyway, that reminds me of the famous story about, as you know, the Litvakis and the traditional yeshivas, they never learned Tanakh. So they only learned Gemara. So they tell the story that in Shlabodki, Grodne, Lomje, one of those yeshivas, that one bucha said to the other, I have a beferish haraya from my Gemara in Mesechtes Malkis, that Moshe and Aharon were brothers. Where do you have a raya? Because the Mishnah Mesechtes Malkis says that Krovim apostle the Atheist. Afilu kimoyshe v'harin achim ulza apostle. That's a chabafedish mishnah. You don't have to, you know, it's based on zichas. I gemore a mishnah. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Agwan. Marmi mai nochem the third wide line. Dil ma'ad kam kamer bishmol hocha v'dolekem nitzat machshim lasod lovei. Over here, differentiating between three saw and five saw doesn't have those potential ramifications and repercussions that you'll be machshilos lovei. Avol hosam nintzat machshilos lovei. If you're going to go and say, if you saw be'elil, stay home, don't travel. Next time, people are going to that's going to cool their enthusiasm about going to Yerushalayim because they'll say, "Man, we don't need you. We have all these locals." And then maybe, in fact, there were no locals, and they were not going to be able to be mekadosh lechodesh bismalik. Say mikrabanan svirale. So maybe then they would hold taka like the rabbanan. The word the rabbanan say ben shemira be'elil or ben shalonyir be'elil machal nevis shabbos. In amiat kalnei kamer b'yosi hasam el galeket tzurich gevoyav leinitna shabbos libchos. If in fact there are yidden Yerushalayim that know, then I have no cause and no basis for traveling from Bnei Brak. Avol hocha de'ika tzurich gevoyah here. When you're making it from five the presumption is it's going to be really pure triple A, maybe five times A. It's still a shtickle better than three, and therefore nitna Shabbos nidoches. I would think maybe Shabbos you should be doich and have the best possible carbon omer in history. Omer kabban tzvirlai. Therefore, we have no crystal clear raya that Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi of Yana Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it sounds good, but it's not a concrete right. Okay. So, more back to Itmar. You can put two dots. We start a new shtikla. Shachat shtei chatoy shel tzibur veinetzorech ela achas. They went and shechted two chatoys. Now, when did they... You're with us? We're about 10 lines into the wide lines. We start
Itmar,
the line.
Itmar. First word on the line, right. Bill.
Yeah? Itmar, and then there's a small base in my line. Yeah, got it, good. So, Itmar shechted shtei chatoy shel tzibur. Now, when did he shecht these two chatoy shel tzibur? Doesn't say in the Gemara. But Rashi says, shechted b'Shabbos. Oh, Shabbos, he went and shechted two chatoy shel tzibur. Rashi has one girsa, which seems to be rather strange, and the Shita therefore goes and changes the Girsa, or the Shinui Neschais. If you look at Rashi, but halfway down, Shachar B'Shabbos Beis Chatoi Shel Tzibur, Kigoin Echad Min Tziri Avodah Zorah, U'Tziri Regel B'Shabbos Shebetoich HaRegel. Now the second part makes a lot of sense. As you know, on your regular Shabbos, although there's a Korban Musaf, the Korban Musaf consists of two kids kavasim for oilois, instead of bringing like every day of the week two oilois, and oilois tomit shel shachar, oilois tomit shel ben haboyim, and Shabbos you add two more oilois, but you don't bring a korban chatas. Masha'enken, all the yom toiv, including Rish Chodesh, you do bring a korban chatas. So if you have seerah regel b'Shabbos, in other words, Shabbos, all is yom toiv for its Rish Chodesh, avada, you have to go and bring the korban tzoyer, and there's always a sor every single yom toiv. The Torah always says, Sir Izim Echad Chatas, or Sir Echad. Anyway, whichever happens to be, you bring that Sir. But that's only one. And here the person brought two. The other one, says Rashi, was a Sire Avodah Zarah. A Sire Avodah Zarah you never bring on Shabbos. Hopefully you never bring throughout the year. This is one when you have a Bezdin HaGodol made a faulty Psak, Lagab Avodah Zarah, that you're allowed to, for instance, bring a carbon or bow down to the Markulias when you're supposed to go and throw stones. If you bow down, that's not a problem. So that's fine because that's not the derech avoideh b'kach. And that's what the Beis Din Paskin. And then Roiv of Klal Yisrael said, oh, if that's the case, this is a tourist attraction. Every Chol HaMoed, I want to go and see something new. I'm going to go into the Markulias and I'll bend and I'll bring kabbanis, thinking that this is permissible. And afterwards it turns out that they made a terrible boo-boo. You're not allowed to bow down and you're not allowed to bring a carbon. And Roiv of Klal Yisrael did it. Then you have to bring what's called the Sira Avodah Zarah. But this Sira Avodah Zarah, even though it's a carbon tzibur, and you're going to ask me who's going to go and pay for it, right? Is the tzibur going to pay for it? Or is he going to make a special appeal? We had a machlokes about that earlier. Good. But anyway, but you don't bring it on Shabbos, because no reason why you have to bring it on Shabbos. Bring it on Sunday, bring it on Monday, bring it on Tuesday. Vosa b'Shabbos. So that's how Rashi's learning that this chatas shel tzibur that we're talking about is a vochendik, it's a choil that they brought by accident on Shabbos. However, there's another gear, so you see in the Gemara, in my Rashi is a small Yud Gimel, going Yud Gimel, Echem and Tzirah v'Yisarav, and that Yud Gimel goes, in my case, to the... Yeah, Menni's good.
I have a base here, not Gemara.
Okay, fine.
Different
base. It all depends on whether they split up the Shittim Kibetzis or Shinui Neschois. If they kept it together, it's probably your base. If, however, if you have the Shinui Neschois, are you saying base in the Gemara?
Yud base.
Okay, or Yud base, fine. Anyway, in the Shinui Neschois, so we have in my Gemara, it's Yud Dalit, and yours is Yud base. No, it's Yud Dalit.
Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel, I'm sorry. See, Yud Gimel. So Yud Gimel is Shinui Neschois. Going Echem and Tzira Regolim B'Shabbos, Kain Tzira Choyme, that's from Arashi. Svar Machem, there's another Girsa, Shechol Rish Chodesh, Oichol Amoid B'Shabbos, the Tzorach Lahakrib, Sir Chattas Achas, Veshogag B'Shtayim, it's Chol Amoid, it's Yom Tif, it's Rish Chodesh, each one of those days you have to bring one Sair, and he got confused and he brought two Sirim. After all, most of your Yom Tovim, you're bringing two Purim, one Ayil, seven kvasim. So you brought two seerim. You make some mistake. Join. Each one of these was roy to bring on Shabbos. The reason why this girsa of the Shinui Neschois, the Shinui Betzis, is a better girsa, if you will, because the Shigigas Seir Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with Shabbos. You don't bring Seir Avodah Zarah on Shabbos. It's not even though it's a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon tzibur which is not totally bizman. So therefore, really, it's off the table. Why you bring it? However, the taste of the person who's bringing two karbonis chatas, two seirim on Shabbos, each one of them is ro'oi to be brought today, but not both, one and not the other. So what happens? So he shecht the two of them. He only needed one, obviously. So Amar Rabbi V'Yisayim Rabami Chayiv Alishniyah Upatal Rishayna. The first one that he brought was Gevaldik, what he's supposed to. He's going to have to bring a korban chatos on his bringing a faulty korban chatos on Shabbos. Because he didn't do it on purpose. It was a shoygeg. He was mechal Shabbos. No mechal Shabbos. He has to bring his own korban chatos. Obviously not a chatos tzibur. It's going to be a chatos yochid, a kizbo seira for messing up in shechting this korban on Shabbos.
Can you just bring a par also for...
Sorry, not who?
For
a vodizor.
For
vodizor, yeah. Par helm dov shul tzibur?
For
are you talking about if you did a vodizor? And you have par lo'oyu and they have the soil of chatos.
So he just messed up on the
par. Maybe he did the par as well. But we're only talking about the shtei chatoi shul tzibur, so we're just touching those words. But you're right. You bring a par as well. And you're going to make some statements that's going to be on par, or anybody who sees that par will say, "Holy cow! Why are you bringing a Shabbos?"
I learned it from my pa.
Yeah, okay, very from your pa. Oh, you give out. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Sazokti Yimara Amarav V'Seimarav Ami Chayiv Alashni. The second one is Michayev for messing up. He was Mechal Shabbos. He's going to have to bring Karm Chatzis. So Patur Rishay. So until now, that's all pretty straightforward. But now let's continue on. Vafilu niskaper loy bishnia, vafilu nimtzes rishoyne kchusha. So what does it mean niskaper loy bishnia? Says Rashi. They first shechted the first carbon. And at that time, the Kohen was holding all the dam in his mizrach, ready to go and do the zrikas adam. And guess what happened? And now, they made a mistake, and he went and that Kohen, that shoychit, went and shechted a second carbon. And the first Kohen, who's holding on to the dam, he was so excited. What are you doing? Guess what? The mizrach spilled and all the blood fell on the ground. He tried to collect it like an Erev Pesach, but he couldn't collect it. It went to the Amma. It's all lost. Said the other Kohanim, the Bismigish said, "No, you know what we'll do? We'll use the blood from the second carbon that was geshachted, even though he shouldn't have shechted it. Abla Maisa, it was geshachted after all." Zokti Gemara. 100%. Well, it was lishma l'shem korban chatzos, but it was just a boo boo because he didn't need the second chatzos. But now retroactively, it turns out that I do need the second korban chatzos because the first korban chatzos, all the blood spilled out, and I can't do this rikas adam.
Wasn't the second one nidcha when the first one was
roy? So what's the din therefore going
to
be?
So therefore, you shouldn't be able to use it.
That's what Rabbi Vissim Rabami says. Even if they want to go and use that blood for number two, and even if they do schmitz the blood, it's not going to help. He's going to be over on the iska because we look at this man shchita. At the time of the shchita, do you have any business going and shechting that second animal? Clear, no. Aloy mit an aleph. Even if afterwards they were able to go and somehow use the blood, that makes no difference. He's still going to have to go and bring his carbon chatzos for violating Shabbos. And nochazach, v'filin nimtzes rishoyne k'chusha. What does that mean? That before they shechted the second carbon, they went and started opening up the carbon because they needed to go and put the iron on the mizbeach, and as they're cutting it open, they see it's shvach ha-maisis. It was kosher, but it was shvach. Anytime that you would go and sell that meat for chulin, then you would get a major discount because people say it's And we have a famous rule in Pasuk in Malachi, Hakriveyu no lefechosecha hayirzcha oy hayisa fanecha, which means never bring a second class, a third class animal for a carbon, even though technically it's kosher. Why? Hakriveyu no lefechosecha. Would you bring this to your pachas? Pachas exactly. Means a minister, a governor, a official. Will even look at you and say, "Get out of here." That's how you go and treat me. For me, you got to give up the shiny present. The shmatas that you give me.
We learned from Kayan.
That's
right, absolutely right.
Beautiful. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So it says, and therefore, the second one is preferable to the first one, because the second was taka ashmeina, makes a difference. The fact of the matter is, when you shechted it, we did not know anything about the problems of the first. In fact, the problem of the first lamushal by the spilling of the blood didn't even occur yet. So nevertheless, what's the halacha? This second one, since it was a boob with the time of shechita, is going to be chayv karm chatas. Did Rabba really say that? Remember, this is Omer Rabba v'seima Reb Ami. Remember, Rabba or Rabbi. Frank Timur, Rabba really said that. Now, the focus on the question is going to be in this last part. We still say he made a terrible boo-boo, and yes, can bring a separate karma chatos. The same Rabba said, he had two chatos. And the other one he made as a mugram. Mugram means that it was skinny, just like you have in the Paro's dreams, right? Yep, the big one.
The mugger swallowed the
feta. Anyway, not the feta, the uncle of feta, the bride. Anyway, shochet shmeina, if he shechted the shmeina, v'yach ha-shochet shchuta, chayiv. He had no business going shechted the chush. He already did a shmeina, it's a gevaldik. Chush v'yach ha-shmeina is part to...
We're talking about Shabbos, obviously.
Or if you want to try to make a chayiv on Tuesday, you can do it if you're talking about a Yom Kippur. But otherwise, you're right, we're talking about Shabbos. I think that's implicit. Anyway, beginning back to Gemara, so if you had two chatois, it's Shabbos. One shmeina with chusha, go and shech the shmeina. If you shech the chusha after that, you're chai. What happens the other way around? Chusha v'yakach shmeina, you're potter on shechting the second animal. You're potter. If in fact they open up the first one and they discover there was a shchuta, we tell them lechatchila, havi shmeina lechatchila shchot, bring the naya, don't go bring the shmatis for a carbon, go bring a shmeina, the feta carbon. Obviously, this doesn't align with the earlier rabbah. Rabbah said a moment ago in the first, Omer Abba, or the same Rav Ami, that if you went and shech the two of them, that the second one, even though it was better, the first one was Chusha, and the second one was a Shmeina, he's still chayiv to go and bring a Korban Chatzos, because there's a tremendous boo-boo on shechting that second Korban. The same Rabbah says, if we realize that the first one is Chusha, we ask him, L'chadchila, kum t'reb yid, shecht another Korban. What do you mean? I already did a Chusha, I'm yoitz. It's not the best Korban in the world, but I'm not yoitz. So don't we have a stira, Rabba on Rabba? See, Gemara gives two very easy truths. So go back to the first memra of Rabba v'seim Rabami, and only talk about Vafilu niskapa loy b'shnia, that we're saying that even if the blood spilled out of the Rishonia, and now you want to use the blood of the second one, all of that is fine and good and vile, but vis-a-vis the Shoichid, he had no business shechting the second one, because at the time of Shechita, the blood was fine and intact, and therefore he's chayav to bring karma. And don't say a word about Nimtzis Rishoyna Kusha, because in fact, Rabba does not hold that way, Nimtzis Rishoyna Kusha. He holds, if we find the first one's Kusha, shech the second one to have a Shemayna. That's Teretz number one. Just remove those words, delete them. V'yiboy Yisema, even easier pshat, Yirab Ami Omra, since we started off, Omer Rabba, v'isayim Rabami, it was takanan Rabba. The first one was Rabami, the second one was Rabba, and there's a machloket between Rabami and Rabba in a situation where you find the first one is a kusha. Should you go and check the second one, lechatchila, or b'diavad, where according to Rabami, don't do lechatchila. And even b'diavad, what you did was a sin, and therefore it was a shoyi, go and bring karma chatas. Rabba said, no, this is the right thing to do. If you didn't go and check the proper animal, bring anaya, bring a feta, a shmeina, a givaldi. And okay, Frek Timora Umle Ravina Ravashi Nimtzis Rishoyna Chushim Mnei Ayin Ma. What happens if we find that the Chusha is Shvach in the Mnei Ayin? Meaning that initially, when we took the first animal, it looked like the best animal possible to go and bring for a cart, and they shechted it and Matim Gizukt Ali Hirut signs, and they went to the mikveh and they did the Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyar and Vekana, and everybody thought, we haven't seen a carbon like that in years. And guess what? And now when we shechted it and we opened it up to take out the Eimrin to go and put on the Mizbeach, we realize, did we make a mistake? If you look at Rashi B'nei Ma'ayin, about 10 lines before the white lines, the Rashi Mitchilo, Yenir Shmeina, look, Givaldik. V'hash Dehud Mishtakech Chushin, now that we opened it up, When we shechted the second one, we had no business shechting it. We didn't know at the time it was a kechusha. So mahu, the rabbi coming by la. The potter, according to rabbi that says that you're a potter, that means the second rabbi that says you're a potter because it turns out that the second one is a better carbon. When you realize it was kechusha, before you shechted the shnia, so by the time you shechted the second one, the shoychet said, Rabbi, I just came back from the basement, B'chaim, have bad news for you. All the B'nai Me'ayim look keferlich. It's an embarrassment to go and put this on the Mizbeach. What should we do? So Rabbi said, L'chatchila, go and do the Shmeinu, Nabad, Nabad, Nabad. So now the Gemara is asking, what happens if we didn't know yet at the time of the Shechita of the second one that the first one is going to be a kechusha? So l'mafreya, retroactively, uy, Baruch Hashem that you shechted the second one because the first one was geferlich. So the question is, was that a mistake that is mechayiv a carbon chatos or not?
Why are we making a big deal about kechusha and b'nei me'ayin? It's the dam is the matir. The emurim are not mechayiv. Why are we even entertaining this as being essential to repeat the shechita?
Because according to Rabba, according to the second member Rabba, which more concludes, that is Rabba's
genuine
rib.
Rabba.
That's the genuine Rabba. Remember the posik of this is not a proper carbon to bring before the Rabbi Yishlaim. And you'll bring, you remember that Shelley brought his cane along, especially to be able to go and remind us of Cain and Abel, that you're not able to go and bring the type of carbon that Cain brought. And when Cain brings such a carbon, we say about him, that's not what we allow for, to go and bring these chushas. You have to go and bring
chushas before the shmei.
Thank you for elaborating.
All right. Now you know. Meat. Exactly. Now it has meat. Yeah. Okay. I hope it meets your standards. Oh, okay.
But this is so unusual. After all this, this kachim, we're suddenly saying that the dam is the matir, the pekter chalam vevarim are nice, but it's not ma'akev. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it's like, no. Suddenly, if it's not shmeina, you got to, and you do another shechita.
So now we were learning Sunday through Friday. Now it's coming Shabbos, and now we got to know what the din is. Those who listen to the tape, it's not Shabbos. Yep. But the Gemara is talking about Shabbos. Anyway,
to me, it's still confusing because one, this came as a chatas for Rosh Chodesh or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or for the regal, and the other chatas was for a seer of Avodah Zarah. So you have they're designated for two different purposes. All of a sudden,
this is the shema. The whole shema quality is the shem chait, right? The shem chait, the shem reach, all that stuff.
As you will recall, when we learned the Rashi, we said the Rashi pshat is a difficult pshat because you don't bring seer Avodah Zarah or any other types of seerim on Shabbos or in Yontif, except for those which are expressly set forth that you're supposed to bring that on regel, or the regular full down in Shabbos. That's what we said, L'choyre, the Shita Mekubetz's pshat is a better pshat. What was that? He's bringing it solely for Yontif, but he erred in bringing two instead of bringing one. He thought, there's seven kvasim, there are two parim, and if you're talking about during Sukkot, yeah, you have 13 going down to 7. There's so many animals, you just got so confused with all of it, so you did the two seerim. But you're right, you should have only done one. But now, it turns out, retroactively, that it's good I did number 2, because Rabbah holds 2 is much better, because that was a shmein, and the first one is a kechusha. So just like Rabbah said, that l'chatchila, if it was a kechusha, we tell him, go and bring a second one. Yes, yes, bring a shmeina, even though it's Shabbos. Yeah, bring it. Question is, what he brought it without knowledge that the first one was a kechusha, and now we discover it's a kechusha, do we say, shkoyach, you're going to give you the Nobel Peace Prize for giving such a piece of beautiful aymarin to put on the Mizbeach, we thank you. Is that, that's one approach, or the other approach is, yes, b'dyevet, lamas, what you did was fine, but l'chadchila, at the time of shechita, yomer, abeg, bubu, and therefore you have to bring your korban chatas. And that's the Gemara Shaila now, what's the story? Mal, bas machshav t'yazlinan, the Gavli Surah Kamachavim. No, when it says the Surah Kamachavim, Rashi says, Lav Daf, you don't mean that he wanted to do this. No, he wanted to do this. We just mean is that this Maisa was a Maisa Yisr that had he realized, had he been thinking, he would have known not to go and shech.
So therefore, he has to go and bring his karma chatas. Are you doing basa masa vaslina? We don't look at his machshava, we look at the masa. And the masa turned out to be wonderful because he shechted a shmeina, and we don't want to use the kusha, so he deserves a pat on the back and shkoyach, Rabbi, that you did this. So the question is, does he have to bring a karma or not? Amalei, lav haynu derabba verava. Isn't that the famous story in the famous halach of Rabbi Verava? Now we're going to have two versions, one Lashon and then Ikka D'Amri. But they're both, as you'll see, they're both very, very similar. What does Rabbi Rava say? The Itmar, the famous case of Shoma Shetova Tinik B'yam Rachmanu Litzlon. We heard that a youngster, a baby, whatever, unfortunately is drowning in the sea. And we want to try to rescue him before he actually drowns, Chas V'Shalom. And there was a fisherman, Jewish fisherman, and it was Shabbos, yes, Uparas Metzuda Lahalis Dogim, and this person was not thinking about the tinnik. He was thinking about fishing on Shabbos. Could be that it was a shogeg. He thought it was Friday. He thought it was Sunday. Well, a maisa, or he didn't know that there is an iser. Fakert, he thought the mitzvah to go and eat. He thought the shigas maisa. He thought that yelada. After all, you're supposed to have busted the dog in b'chol matamim on Shabbos. So therefore, he thought he's doing a mitzvah. Okay, anyway, so, and he didn't have any gefilte fish left, because he used to make, you no longer make fish, whatever. Falsha
fish.
Falsha fish, okay. The hell dogim. And he was successful, and he was mal dogim. Chayiv. Then, of course, he's chayiv to go and bring a karm chatos because of his shogeg of doing fishing on Shabbos. What happens, the halis dogim, the hell dogim, the tinnik, his good mazel was that besides the dogim, there was also the tinnik in the same net as he's schlepping out the dog. Why, I can't believe it. You know, we heard that radio report about the tinnik and all the best. Baruch Hashem, we were able to go and save the tinnik, and you see that he's coughing up blood and coughing up, and oh, but he's still alive.
You should listen to radio on call. Shabbos, though.
He heard it on Friday. Or it was heard from the neighbor. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so Mindy was on the scene quickly, the Hatzula, and he came and he saved the Baruch Hashem. So now what's the halacha? After all, the machshava here was poor, because he wanted to go and bring up the tinnik, not the tinnik, the fish. The masa was good, because he saved the kid. So now the question is, so that's just like our case of the basa machshavtei or basa the masa. Just like we said, to go and shecht that second animal, basa machshava, that he thought it was proper, it was totally improper to go and check the second animal. But according to Rabbah, what he did, the Maitzah came out fine, because this was a Shemain and not a Kusha. So here too, the Machshav was a bad one, he wanted to be Mal Adogim, but the Maitzah, Taka the Maitzah, he brought the Dogim with Tinnik. So what's it did? Rabbah Omar Chai, he's still Chai Vekorim Chatos for the Dogim. For Rabbah Omar Potter, no, you're off the hook. So now we have a Machlokes. Abav Ad, Kan Rabbah Li Paka Potter, when did Rabbah say it's Potter? Elakimim de Shoma. Since he had heard about the tinnik, even though that was not his direct intention, because it says over here, Lahali's dogim, that was the intention, I want to catch the fish. Elkim the Shama Amrina Nami Data Tinnik. Back in the recesses of his mind, even though that wasn't his first concern, but I'm sure since he's a fine Yidin, a tired Yidin, but he made a mistake about the fishing, so no, what can you do? We all make mistakes from time to time. And what happened was, the tinnik, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to go and see the tinnik, and he's jumping for joy, and he's dancing, the whatever you dance, and he's very, very happy. So Amrina Nami said, therefore, according to Rabbi, the reason why we say it's Potter, because we look into his mind and into his heart, and since he knew about the tinnik's disappearance, Avada, that's what he would want to do, even though that wasn't his kavana l'chatchila. Avalei shama, loy, what happens if he didn't find anything about a tinnik? Nishkev is goonish, he didn't know anything about a tinnik. So then, Avada, even Rava would agree to Rava that you're chayiv. Ah, so therefore, even though the masa was good, because we saved the tinnik, Avla Maisa, his machshava was not good. His machshava was to be maladogim. So even Rabba would agree with Rava that you're chayv. Rabba only held it as potter because he heard, even the shama. Had he not heard anything, we wouldn't attribute to him any maset stokar b'chesed of atzala that he saved the kid, because he didn't know anything about it. Oh, so you see from this that when we have a distinction between the machshava and between the maisa, we go after the machshava, and the machshava was to go and be mala dogim, and therefore both Rav and Rabbah would agree under those circumstances that you're chayv. V'yikidiyami, another version, omalei, v'yikidiyami, omalei. Hainu plutayu, That is not that Rabba v'Rova the Amr Tavayu, but rather that's the Machlokes Rabba v'Rova. What's the Machlokes? Didma. Shem Mishatov Tinik B'Yom. He heard that Nebuch at Tinik was drowning. Uporas Mitzuda Lahali's Dogim. His kavana, however, was to get the fish, not to get the tinnik. The hell a dog him and he got the dog, and it's chayv. He went to mal a dog and he got the dog, and it's chayv. What happens if, since he had heard about this tinnik by young, he had in mind the hell a dog him, the hell a tinnik, the dog him, Rabba Omar Potter, the Rabba Omar Chayv. Why they switched the two around, I don't know, but it's the same as before, Rabba Omar Chayv, Rabba Omar Potter. Rabba Omar Potter, Zil Basar Maisa. Go after his masa. What was his masa? His masa was that, Baruch Hashem, we save this tinnik. And here it's talking about the Shomom at Gehed, therefore his masa, even though that wasn't his mashava, he saved the tinnik, the basa masa, and therefore he does not have to bring a korban chatzos because he saved the child. Rava Machayev, Zil Basa Mashavtoi. So therefore the same machloikis that you have between Rava and Rava over there, that'll be the same machloikis over here. The guy with the person that shechted the second one, and it turned out that the second one was much better than the first. This was a shmeina, that was a kusha.
Wow.
Same machloikis Rabbi Vera. And now we start off with a new shtickle, related, unrelated to our earlier Gemara, but related to people that are suffering on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi, choylish amdu legreiris achas. A choyla, they announced in the hospital that this choyla is very, very, very sick, and the only way to go and save him is to go and feed him a greigris. Greigris is a dried out fig. Remember, you had ta'inim and greigris. Right. Good. Anyway, choylish amdu legreiris achas. And immediately, Mendi and 12 other people, or in this case, 9 other people, from Hatzolo or from Chaveirim, or whatever, V'ratzu asor ibn Eyal. Ratzu doesn't mean from Lashon Ratzoin, it means from running. And they view asor a groigris, and they brought 10 groigris. Now, just running and bringing a groigris is not a problem, but the groigris was still attached to the tree. Exactly. How did it get dried out?
So fast, right.
Yeah, anyway, they
with
dried
the speed
out.
Speed of running.
And they cut the groigris from the tree. And they did it with Basachas. And unfortunately, 10 people violated Shabbos, and we only needed one Greigris. Nevertheless, they're all potter. Not only the Basachas, even if it's one after the other. In other words, Reuven, either Reuven Halevi or Reuven HaYisrael, ran quickly and he cut down that first Greigris. We only needed that one Greigris. But the other 9 didn't know about that. And Afila Kodam the Hivri Berishaina. Even Reuven runs back and he already ate the Greigris. The other 9 people are coming in. We brought you a Greigris. Baruch Hashem, I had an instant refuah, I had an antidote, I'm gesund. Nevertheless, you are potter.
It figures.
Good. All 10 of them, it figures. Now, so that's the halach. Now the question.
They didn't know
it's
spot there properly.
They didn't know that he already had refuah and that Reuven already brought a Greigris.
If but they didn't know that there were another 9 going.
But even if they knew, each one wanted to be the one to tmatzel, exactly. Because this, remember, we're talking about moments, or minutes, or seconds. The doctor says he doesn't get this Greigris within a minute, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Chas v'shalom, we have to bring not the Hatzolah, we're going to have to bring the Chevra Kedisha. So everybody ran to be the first one, the other, to go and save his life. And then unfortunately, Baruch Hashem, he lived, he's still living. Well, I don't know if he's still living, but at least in the time of the Gemara, he was still living. And Baruch Hashem, he had a refuah shleimah, and he was able to do mitzvah masim tovim for many years thereafter.
He had dates.
He had dates, besides figs. Okay, anyway, so this is the masa from Halach. Now, boy, Rava Freit Hazasha. He must be very sick, not just one Greigris. Two Greigris. And now you have two options. You have two Greigris which are on the same tree, but they have separate roots or separate stems. So, thank you. And any violation of Shabbos would stem from the cutting of those stems of the two Greigris. Okay, if that was the only choice, that's what you got to do. But besides that, there was Sholish Ukitz Achas. He looked at the same tree, and he saw 3 that were hanging from one stem. So, Haimenai Maisina, what should I do? Shtai Maisina, the Chosele. Bring 2, because he needs only 2. He doesn't need 3. Oy Dilma, Sholish Maisina, he should go and cut the one stem for the 3 to come a Mata Ktsira. He only has to do 1 cutting, 1 harvesting, even though they're 3, but instead of having to harvest 2 separate ones. So says Imar Pshitim, and that's a Dova Pasha. Any child will tell you the Cholish Maisinim, because you are aiming to be Mimayat Vimalah, only do 1 Tzira and then the top. Yeah,
but he only needs two.
He only needs two. That's right. But if you cut one stem, you get three.
Two stems.
Exactly. So it's all
reduce the chil Shabbos.
Right.
Reduce the chil Shabbos.
Especially we're talking about someone who's very sick, and of course, yes, you know, there's all types of stem surgery and stem medicine.
And they need stem cells.
Stem cells, exactly. Anyway, so you made a good sale, but the question is, which is better? Avada, go and take the three, because you only have to do one ketira,
right,
as opposed to two ketiras of the two separate grapes. Yeah, Kamal and Rabbi Shmuel Hassan. Where did Rabbi Shmuel say that we should try to, he's getting back to our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel says only cut three sa and not five sa, el dechim amayit ba'achila, kum amayit ketira. And when he says over here ba'achila, he doesn't really mean ba'achila. If you look at Rashi in the second line, mishim dechimayit ba'achila kloima b'tvua, if he's mamayit, the amount of tvua that he is cutting, only three sa instead of five, mamayetis ketira, the katzel ishloish yasam, then obviously he is being mamayit, and that's a tremendous thing. He's cutting down, literally cutting down on reducing the amount, reducing the amount of chil Shabbos, because he had to cut three instead of five. Here, if you're going to go and say, don't cut off three, cut off two, kamavshe ketira, they're going to go and increase the amount of chil Shabbos by going and cutting two stems instead of one stem. So body shows my seal, and then it's a double portion. Bring the three, and don't bring the two. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Mishnah is very simple. Gemara is very simple. Shtikal Agadah, as you'll see. And you got your wish. We got Horkiness today. Good. So wish day two in the Mishnah. Mitzvah so'imel havi min hakarev. When you're bringing the Oimer on Matzah, first day of Yontif, you're doing the Ktira, where should you bring that? You're cutting it tonight. You don't cut it earlier. Cut it tonight. Where should you go and bring it from? Havi min hakarev. Bring from as close to Yerushalayim as possible. Why? We'll see in the Gemara two reasons in Yerzeh Hashem. Now, what happens? Leibikir hakarv Yerushalayim. You go to all the villages and towns near Yerushalayim and say, "Is there barley which is ripened?" And they say, "No, I'm very sorry. It's going to take another week." Now, what can you do? Maybe an ice mikol mokus, and then you have to go to further away from Yerushalayim. Try wherever you can from Eretz Yisrael. Bring the barley. You can't bring it locally. You bring it from elsewhere in Oimer, of course, you bring the barley Pesach time, the Shtei Lechem, which is wheat, which you bring Shavuos time, and the Shtei Lechem, like all wheat are, what does it say, in Mitzrayim, Ki Afilois Heina, they go and grow more slowly or more late, whatever, the wheat is always a later harvest than the barley. Okay. Where are Gagas Trifin Bikas Ain't Soicher? I don't know. You don't know, but Rashi says, Rachik Mishlaim Mo'oid, very far away. They had no choice. There was no closer Oimer or closer wheat for purposes of Shtei Lechem, so therefore they had to go far out. Where are these Gagas Trifin? Where's this Bikas Ain't Soicher? Wait for the Gemara, a fascinating story. We start off the Mishnah again. Mishnah says, Mitzvah Lahavi Menakarav, why? My time. Ibo Yisem Mishim Carmel. It says in the Pasuk that when you're bringing the Korban Oimer, it has to be Geres Carmel. What is the definition of Carmel, says Rashi? It's got to be Raka v'nimleles b'yad. It's got to be nice and soft and fresh and moist. And if you're going to bring it Meirochik, says Rashi, then just cutting it and bring it to Yerushalayim, the draft of the wind is going to somehow overcome and overwhelm it. And it's going to go and start drying out. And you want it as fresh as possible.
Plum kernels,
very good. So that's why you did it from Karev. So you should mekayim what it says in the pasuk, Geres Carmel. Carmel is the finish of the pasuk. V'ibay yisaymo, you don't have to come on to the special din by Oimer Carmel. Mishum deim avir al mitzvahs. Since any barley that grows from the ground is a potential candidate for the mitzvah of the Karben Oimer, so why should you go another 5 miles to go and find other barley? As soon as you have the first barley that you see that is roy to bring for a carbon, hey, my real mitzvah, now let's cut it right now and bring it to the Beis Mikdash. Okay, so now there was a time, however, that they didn't have it. Why, Taka, didn't they have it in Yerushalayim or in the outskirts of Yerushalayim? It's Tanarabat. A terrible, terrible story. Kishatzoru Malchis Beis Chashminoi is Ze al Ze. When there was an internal fight among the Beis Chashmenoi, what happened? Well, your Horkinus mi b'chutz v'aristoblus mi b'fnem. Horkinus and Aristobulus were, Rashi says, Shnei Achim Hoyu, they were brothers. But as you can see, there was major sibling rivalry. And Horkinus was on the outskirts. holding Yerushalayim in a siege, not allowing people to go in and out. Mm-hmm. Aristobulus was the king, so to speak, but he was b'fnim inside Yerushalayim, but he had very little power because he couldn't go in and out. And, and there was, unfortunately, a war situation for an extended period of time. Now, as we know, every single day you have to go and bring a keves baboykin, a keves barav, and you're not supposed to be megadol behema daka in Yerushalayim, so you have to go and bring the carbon, the behema, from outside. So initially, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, although they were having this major dispute, but they were both Elchim, Ekriyaganef, Metagazel, Metaritzeach, Metalus, Elchim, we gotta go and bring carbon oil. Zimachol Yoim, Beyoim, Hoyim, Shalshal, and Dinrin, Bekupa. So they had some sort of fancy schmancy type of elevator system where they would go and send up a dinner in a kupa, in a basket, and it would go over the wall of Yerushalayim, and they would then go and take out the money and put in the tomatum, mal and tomatum. And this happened now.
A pulley system of sorts,
exactly. Anyway, so this happened for a long period of time until Hayisham Zakin Echad. There was one Eltra Menjan, older person, who, as you'll see in a moment, was Mishkag Reis Tzadik. And he was Bifnim. So you make a bechachmas yivanes.
He's bechutz.
Well, let's see Rashi. Why Yisham Zakin Echad? Do you see Rashi?
Okay.
Anyway, so he was makir b'chochmas yivanes. Now, chochmas yivanes doesn't mean loshen yivanes. I'm not talking about that he knew Greek, which is all Greek to me. But he did know chochmas yivanes, which says Rashi means remizois. It was a special type of hand language or whatever that people that knew this could understand what's going on. Just like l'havdol nebuch, those people that cannot hear, so they do this. It's a sign language. Sign language. It's not sign language. Okay, so now this fellow, Bimifnim, lo az lehem b'chochmas yivanes. He wasn't going to scream it out on a loudspeaker, otherwise they can put him in jail or kill the guy. But what he did was he was able to, with his hand motions, and apparently there was a hole in the wall somehow, so he was able to go and show the guys outside and humble the hen. Kozman sha'asukim ba'avoydei nesarim b'yadchem. You know why the Aristobulus people who are Bimifnim are being able to hold out, even though they have no way of bringing in any crops from the outside and all the rest. The reason is because they're bringing the carbonus every single day. If they didn't bring the carbonus, then all of their raison d'etre would fall away and the whole thing would collapse. So the guys outside heard that and made sense. Lamochar, Shimshulahan, dinner of Kup, again, they sent out the dinner, but instead of getting a good animal that otherwise would have been proper for dinner, of course it's for an oila, you can't eat it for dinner, but Lamaisa, instead of bringing a kosher animal, the Helen Chazir, Rachmon Litzlon. They sent up a Chazir. Kim Shegir Lechatzi Choyma. When it got up halfway up the wall of Yerushalayim, not Tziponet B'Choyim, it stuck its fingers, its claws into the wall. Benizdaza Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meis Parsa, Arba Meis Parsa. An earthquake, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook from this terrible desecration. Bring up a Chazir, Rachmon Litzlon. Boys, Yisho Omru, they made a special decree. Or Shigadal Chazer, anybody that's Megadal Chazer, he should be cursed. Or Shilamed Benoy Chachmas Yivanus, anybody teaches such this type of Greek sign language should be cursed. Valois Yisho Ashaninu. Oh, now why did we bring that story back to our Mishnah? About that time it was said, Master Shiboimer Migagos Tzarifin Ushte Alechem Mibikas Ein Soicher. That was the time that they brought the Korban Oimer from the Gagas Rifin and the Shtei Lechem, because Bein Tzarech, why didn't they bring it from close to Yerushalayim? Says Rashi, because of the constant warfare, the Chayolis Hechrivu Kol Svivos Yerushalayim. They destroyed all of the vegetation and all the produce and anything that was growing in the constant struggles and battles. So therefore, they were not able to find anything close to Yerushalayim. Kimata Oimer, when it came Oimer time, what did they say? What were they oimer? I don't know where to bring it from. I see oimer. Achrazus, and they made a big announcement in Shul. Rabbi, anybody that knows we can bring the carbon oimer, please tell us where. Asu charsha. Charsha means a person that normally a cheirish is deaf and dumb. In other words, he's a deaf mute. But here we'll see in the Gemara that he was not a deaf mute. He was only mute. He was not deaf. So he heard the achrazah. The Gemara elsewhere calls that an elaim. He learned that he's able to hear, but he's not able to speak. Okay, anyway, Hasuach Harsha. Oisiv Chodi Yoda Aigra. He put one hand on the roof of the building. Chodi Yoda Atzrifa. And another one on a tzrif. What exactly is a tzrif? Even Eretz Yisrael today, they use the term tzrif, which usually means like a hut or a shack. Here Rashi says in the middle of the Omud, She'en Loi Gag, it didn't have any roof, but rather it was just straight at an angle, maybe something like a teepee. And it's made out of a roof. Okay, anyway, so the point is, you put one hand of Igra, one on the trif. Mordechai. Which Mordechai are we talking about? Says Rashi. Mordechai Shehoyed B'Meach HaShveirosh. The famous Mordechai in the story of Esther. It's a bit of a difficult Gemara, because when was the story of Esther and Mordechai?
Hundreds of years before Aristobulus and Hyrcanus and the Chashmonaim.
Exactly
they were from
right. Because the story of Esther and Mordechai, as you know, happened in the period of time between the first Churban and the Binyan Bayis HaShani. It was towards the end of the Churban of the 70 years, and that's why Achashverosh took out the older Kalim, because previously Belshazzar did it, and he was killed, right, Mana Mana Taklofagin, and he, however, said Achashverosh, he didn't know the proper time, but I know the proper time, we're going to go and use those Kalim, and Gansamais. And then shortly thereafter, then they had the Binyan Bayis HaShani with Ezra Nechemi and Kodesh and Daryovish, and they had the whole story. When did the story of Chanukah happen with the Tzvai, the Chashmonaim, the Hurkanus, at least 200 years later? So that being the case, did Mordechai really live so long? So that's a bissel of a Pella. You'll see the Rashi, the Tois is down below. Amalu Mordechai, four lines to the bottom. Pish, we're going to do Mordechai Shemecha Cheshverish, V'teimahu Loimar, Sherech Yom Kolkach, really 200 years later, he's still around? The Nira, Al Shem Mordechai HaRishoy, Hoy Nekroim HaMamunim Al Shemoy, L'fish Ein Mamanim El Bekiyim, Bali Seichel Umata. Just like the Havdil you have twice in France, he had the 20 King Louis, King Louis the First and the Second and Third, and in England they also had Henry or whatever the guy's name
was. First and Louis the First.
Exactly. So they kept on calling all the future kings after monarchs after the first one. When they appointed people to positions of authority, and we'll see Mitchum on the Amid Aleph shortly, that Mordechai had a position of authority inside the base of English. Uh-huh. So even when the original Mordechai passed away, other Mordechais took his place. Their names didn't have to be Mordechai. It could be Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, whatever it was. But they called the Mordechai Al Shem, the original one, that they had that same level.
Sometimes they'll call each other
Mordechai. Yeah.
Sometimes they'll call each other Moshe. In the Gemara, some will say Moshe. Now it was Moshe. But it's like saying is you're so
learned.
Right.
Very good. Very good. Anyway, so getting back to Gemara. So now after he said that this is three from it, Igra, not he said, but he pointed. So Mordechai said, "Mi ikad duchta shma," is there a place which is called Gagas Trifin? Oi Trifin Gagois. Yo. They taka found, like it said in the Mishnah, Gaga Srifin. Yeah. Kiboy Lasui Shtei Alechem. Now, 7 weeks later, we need to go and bring the Chitu Shtei Alechem. Le'yabi Yadim Hecha. Lasui didn't know. Achaz again, they mean Nil Chaza. Asu Gavra Charsha. Before he didn't say Gavra, just said Charsha. Maybe it's the same person. Maybe that's why he's saying Ho Gavra, the same Charsha. Maybe not. Anyway, Oysev Yoda Ainei put one finger on his eyes. V'chodi Yoda Asichra. And the other one on Sichra. What's main Sichra? Says Rashi, Chorish Mezuzah Sadalis. You have a hole in the doorpost where you put in the mezuzah. That's where he put his finger. Not actually in that hole, but Rashi says Shaboy Toichven Habriach Lina. That's where you go and put your bar to go and bar anyone, your bolt to bar people from coming into the house. You have this briach. We just had in this week's parasha also by the Mishkan, by the Kroshim, that they had a briach, a briach atichoin. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So that's where he pointed with one hand to his eye and one to the sichra. And again, Omlu Mordechai, say Mordechai again, Omiyika duchta dishma, ein soicher oi soicher ayin, because of the soicher and the ayin. Pa'odkhavi Ashru, they found Taka that there is such a place, and Rashi said, that's the Nanta Rashi, the Mishnah said, ein soicher, the ayin mit the soicher.
Okay. So the Chacham Yevonos was through Remiza, and this is also through a remiza, as it were. It's like a parallel type of communication.
Yeah. But this is a permissible one.
This is also cursed.
Exactly. Anyway, so the Gemara Vayter, to show Mordechai's proficiency and excellence, Hano Sholish Nashan, there were three women that came in the Icy Sholish Kinim, each one of them brought a pair of oifis. Chod Omer, one of them said, the reason why I'm bringing it is Lizivasi. Chod Omer, the other one says, I'm bringing it Liyamasi. Chod Omer, the other one said, I'm bringing it Liyoynasi. So now the question is, le'oynasi. Question is, what are they for? Zavah mina, the oylem et kahaltim, zivasi, that was zavah mamish, and it's a zavah mamish, says Rashi, as we know, hey, zavah has to bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an oyla. The one that says, liyamasi mamish, what means liyamasi mamish, says Rashi, that there was a tremendous amount of blood that poured out, like she was hemorrhaging, and so therefore she's a zava, shishapaskiyam. Oh, she's also a zava. And the one that's a loinasi, also loinasa. What means loinasa? That this came out during that she is coming today on the eighth day, because she already counted out the seven yimei Ziva days, which were Nikiyim, Bokshem, and Nidim, and the Torah doesn't have to count anything. It's the Zav that has to count. But anyway, she should count it 7 days. No blood. Now it's day number eight, and she's saying, "Oh, nothing. Today's my day." And all three cases we're talking about a Zava, the Kula Chadachatz Chadoyla. That's what you have to do with the two Kabbalists. Amle Marcha, nah, that's not what they meant. Sheva Bezoiv Sichna, Shem Liam Sichna, Shem Beinah Sichna, the Kula Oyleis Nino. All of these three women are saying that they had a sakana, and therefore they're bringing like a carbon toida, so to speak. To thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I had so much zoiv and it was hemorrhaging. The doctor said it's a sakana, and Baruch Hashem, I survived. Shema biyam sichna, where she was traveling to Europe, and it's a Strait of Hormuz, which is not Europe, or somewhere else which is very difficult. It's a strait, and she was in difficult straits, and Baruch Hashem, she survived. And Shema Be'ina Sichna, maybe she had a problem with her eyes. Even though she said Oinasi, she really meant
Oinasi. Why is she bringing two?
Because she normally bring a Khan to go and show you how grateful you are.
You could bring a single, yes. So the fact that the Mochiach, I would say, she's bringing a Khan, it's for one of these Chiyuvim.
That's what Mordechai understood.
That's
the frequent thing, right.
Anyways, it said, Mordechai, Nene, the Kulo Oilis, you know? Bodek v'yashkech v'itake asked the three women, and they said, just like emes. We had none, bochshem, we're not zavis at all. We only did it because of the sakana factor, and that's why these are both oilas. Right into nine, and that's why it says about Mordechai, it says in Mesechtes Shkolim that you had the 13 different shoifreis, which were used to supply money for the kabanis, that one of them was kinen. Kinen means on buying toirim and oizlois, and the goyz only oila or toyrim to go and bring for oifers for the Beis Hamikdash. So who was in charge of that? It was Psachia. Said the Gemara, Psachia Zeh Mordechai. He had two names. He was called Mordechai, he was called Psachia. Nominik Shemusach, how did he get such a funny name, Psachia? Shepoiseach Dvorim Bedorshan, because he was able to understand and decipher when he heard words like Zivasi, Yamasi, Ainasi. I know what they mean. They don't mean that there is zavis. What they mean is this was a sakana, etc. So he was able to be able to understand and decipher. And he even knew all 70 lashonos. So he on that shivan lashon, kulas and heder namiyadi shivan lashon. This is not so special. The Amr Rabbi Yechon and Meshim is an heder bali chochma, bali mara, bali koima, bali zikna, bali kshofim. The yoyim meshivan lashon. So we see that not only Mordechai was special in his generation, like I'm just an heder knew 70. What means balik shofim? Says Rashi, what happens if a defendant that you're supposed to go and give him, let's say, chas v'shalom, one of the arba mises bezdin, he can go and do kishuf and run out from here and get away. So the Anshi Sanhedrin had to know kishuf to be able to keep him in his place and go and give him with the one of the arba mises bezdin. So, okay, but then we got off on the side. The ikar is Yodin Shibboleth. What's the reason why it's so important? Shleitei Sanhedrin Shemaas V'piyam V'torgim. That if we have to have Eidus, we don't want to have Eidus which is translated, because always things get messed up in translation, to be able to hear it directly. Okay, so Ibazoi, so what was so special then about Mordechai? Says the Gemara, put aside the Shivim Lashon, because lots of Sanhedrin knew the Shivim Lashon. The Havabaya Lishna, lots of people among the masses, including all the 70 people of Sanhedrin. The Havabaya Lishni Vidarish. Baya Lishni means he was able to kind of combine, right, this Bolel. He would take the Lishonis together, and he would see from the etymology that these words are related, and he would darshan it. That's how he got the name, Mordechai Balshan. Anyway, the way you see from all of this, that Mordechai was a great mensch, and his name was also Psachia. Now, on this Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, there is a pirish of the commander Rebbe Zatzal, I believe it's called Haichala Brucha, not just on Shkolim, but on many Masechtas, and he says, a gewaldige gewart, which is also brought here in the Sefer HaToidah, from Rabbi Kitov. Rabbi Kitov doesn't tell us that it's from the Kaman Rebbe, who preceded him by many years.
Rabbi Safran's ancestors.
Exactly. It's one of Rabbi Safran's ancestors. When you see Rabbi Safran, you might see him today because he's making a bris today of an Einikon. So if you see him, you can go and tell him you heard this Vart. I think it's from Heichal Abracha, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, what is the Vart? What is the commonality between Mordechai and Psachia? So there's a Pasuk in Eoiv. Pasuk in Eoiv says, V'hoye reshischa mitzar, v'yachrischa yiske mo'oid. V'hoye reshischa, your beginnings will be mitzar, will be very narrow. V'yachrischa, but your end, yiske mo'oid, you're going to flourish, you're going to go and blossom. Zog te kamane Rebbe, zog te Rebbe Kitoiv, Mordechai is Psachia. Let's analyze each letter of Mordechai and each letter of Psachia. Mem, as we know, is 40. Pei of Psachia is 80. Exactly double. Next letter of Mordechai. Second letter is Reish, 200. What's the second letter of Psachia? Tav, 400. Exactly double. And then we get to the third letter, Dalet, which is 4. Psachia is Ches, is 8. Again, double. So we started off with Mordechai. The first three letters were half of Psachia. But now let's look at the final two letters. The Chof of Mordechai is 20. The Yud of Psachia is 10. So now the Chof is double. The Yud of Mordechai is 10. Psachia has only Hey, it's only 5. Therefore, the Pasuk in Iyo, Vayereshischa, your first three letters, Mordechai, you're not going to be so famous, you're not going to be so well known, you're going to be only half of the Pesach of Psachia. But eventually, your fame and fortune will become so well known, it's going to blossom, that no longer you're going to be half. Now you're going to be double, because the Chof and Yud is double the Yud K of Psachia. Shane Bart, yeah. If you want to take a picture, you can. If you don't want, I love you just the same.
That's the Mordechai.